AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A stunning end to the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin. A judge in Santa Fe, New Mexico, dismissing the charges against Baldwin, which stem from the shooting death of a cinematographer while filming the movie Rust 3 years ago. Judge Mary Marlowe Summers throwing out the case after the defense argued, but prosecution failed to turn over evidence.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and a mistrial would not be based upon manifest necessity.
The case was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it cannot be brought again. President Biden holding a fired-up rally in the battleground state of Michigan, emphatically saying he will not leave the race. The president leveling some of his most pointed attacks against his rival so far this election, even questioning Donald Trump's mental faculties. Jury deliberations getting underway Friday in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. This is ABC News. The West continues to suffer under extreme heat, and with that, more fire departments are using new ways of cooling people down who are suffering from heat stroke.
In Henderson, Nevada, when a call comes in of somebody suffering from heat stroke, firefighters can now use what are called polar pods, basically bags that they fill with ice to bring down the victim's core body temperature. Thomas Vince with Henderson Fire.
It allows us to encase the patient and fully enclose them and immerse them in ice water.
He says Henderson is the first fire department in southern Nevada to use polar pods. In the Las Vegas area today, the temperature is around 115 degrees. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The world's first hydrogen-powered commercial passenger ferry set to start operating in the San Francisco Bay Area is part of plans to phase out diesel-powered vessels. California officials held a demonstration Friday of the 70-foot catamaran that will transport up to 75 passengers along the waterfront between Pier 41 and downtown San Francisco starting July 19th. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skenes, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0 for 4 at the plate, as some of Skeen's fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, he got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently at 68.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in for one more hour, and then you won't have me to kick around anymore. Our good friend Tom Hartman will be back on Monday, and I know we miss him, and I've so appreciated your kindness and patience with me. This has been fun, and I have to say, fun is not always the word. It is quite a time. I think Tom may have picked carefully the time he bailed, like that we had this time when the primary discussion that the political world is having, as I flub words, like I'm the president of the United States, is whether or not we will stick with, whether or not Democrats will stick with the sitting president of the United States incumbent and presumptive nominee of the party. That's quite a set of discussions. That's quite a dialogue. That is among the most important dialogues that we can have. And what I appreciate about our callers, not only because they're the smartest callers of any talk radio show, any political talk show that there is, but also that for the most part we've been able to manage this discussion, try to agree and disagree without being disagreeable, recognize that reasonable people can disagree, and I think we can find a place where we can be reasonable, where we don't have to just be ditto heads, where we don't have to turn off our brains, which we can think things through, we can evaluate the options and the variables, and still be tough, that we can be smart and tough. We don't have to turn on our brains, we also don't have to turn off our strength. That we've got to be a movement that has vigor. We've got to be a movement that is able to move forward, that can take attacks and continue to function, that doesn't just hide when there is danger, but recognizes, no, there's going to be a danger. Any candidate that there ever is will be under attack, because it is not merely a matter of that candidate. It is a matter of distribution capacity of the opponents of democracy. And the opponents of democracy have enormous distribution capacity, because they own a bunch of stuff, and they use that bunch of stuff to attack the brains of other folks. One of the reasons I appreciate Betty Lee is so that we stay aware, or become more aware, of what's happening with our collective subconscious, what's happening with our collective, hopefully not too much psychosis, and try to be smarter together, more loving together, rather than weaker apart, dumber apart, more scared apart, almost a scareder. Let's go to your calls. Let's do speed round so we can get through as many people as possible on Anything Goes Friday. Let's go to Pete from Bloomington. Hello, Pete.
Is it? Hello.
Hello there.
I'm actually in Minneapolis, so it kind of threw me.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well, I was hoping not to go too fast, because I had a few things I wanted to get to you, but following up on the brain stuff, I think it would be really valuable if we were to pay more attention to viewing Biden's misspeaking tendencies, mainly in the context of his background as someone who stuttered as a child.
Yeah.
That's a sign of what they call, you know, neuro atypicality or neurodivergency.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of studies for many years of people who stuttered, who showed that they involve the right hemisphere, cerebral hemisphere of the brain much more than others when they talk or when they use words. And, excuse me, I was a cartoonist for 25 years. I'm a caricature artist now. I'm very visual. And when I talk, I can, I'm unusual because I also did well in school and college. I got a PhD. But I very much shift from right to left hemisphere to right hemisphere. I can tell when I'm using my right hemisphere to produce language. It's like when you're a cartoonist and you don't have the character saying, "I am scared." You have the character saying, "Mommy." You know, it's like a different way of using language. And Biden, as well as Trump, and another good example is George W. Bush, all three seem to be in that right brain speaking mode a lot of the time. And it takes different forms, it takes different patterns. But what do you think of that? Do you agree that this is something we should bring up?
To understand, I think that it's, if we're going, I guess what I would agree with this for sure, that if we're going to paint a broad brush, and if we're going to ask a broad question, if a candidate for president is fit to be president, I think we should be granular, precise, specific, at least some level of precision about what we mean. Fit to do what and in what way? And do we mean, and if we see some behavior, making sure we understand that behavior, and it is as simple as being tired or a stutter and being a little bit old and being a little bit slower? Or is it being I'm here. Or is it being a...
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm hearing you just fine. All right, Pete. Well,
hearing nothing here.
Oh, well, I think that's on your end, Pete. But we'll get to another caller. But I think that you're... I hadn't thought about like the switching the hemispheres of the brain. I'll think about that. Would have been a good thing to talk about with Mandy Lee. Bandy Lee, forgive me. But let me go to Larry, who's been waiting. He's a math guy. Go ahead. Larry, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes. When I look at Donald Trump, prior to Hillary Clinton beating him by almost 3 million votes, Donald Trump was not fit to be president of the United States. He had pulled a number of scams. He had Frog University working for him, and he was a racist in the way he ran his housing programs. So when he became president, he showed convincingly that he was still unfit, even though he was in the job. He flubbed almost everything. And when he finally left office, 4,000 Americans died the day he left office, proving that he was unfit, and 3 million Americans lost their jobs. And since Donald Trump left the office, he still proved himself to be unfit because now he's a felon and he has more trials to go. Everything about Donald Trump tells us that he is absolutely unfit to be president of the United States. But the media right now is doing this, well, what if with Joe Biden? So they can't say that he's unfit. They're saying, what if he is? And this is what Republicans do all the time with Democratic presidents and candidates. And it's kind of the same thing that happened with Hillary Clinton's emails. What if they're really horrible? And they never were. It was never a real issue.
Larry, that's an important point. I want to say something quick and then try to get one very quick call before we go. But that the quick is, you're right. One of the right-wing tools is doubt. And heck, they did it with tobacco. Like, oh, maybe it doesn't cause cancer. And they do it on the offensive as well. Uh-oh, what if he is unfit? And your point is, but wait, we already know that Trump is unfit. So what's the hard decision? All right. Let's go to Hunter. Hunter, you got about 30 seconds.
Jeez. The universe is speaking to us. Over the solstice, we had a white calf buffalo, white buffalo born in Yellowstone, and that's telling us that it's a warning. Chief Looking Horse said that there was one born in 94 in Wisconsin, and it's warning us about the planet. But when we talk about Biden, he's the guy we chose. Like your dad's wrong. Kamala Harris is who the women voted for. We can't just disillusion those people. And we also need a Ringo Rail. Ringo's birthday was this week. So we need high-speed rail around the country and have Ringo be the spokesman for
Ringo Rail. All right, Hunter. Appreciate hearing from you in Kay Falls. We'll be right back. Tom Hartman's program, your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we will be right back with your calls. Anything Goes Friday.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Look, waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My dog is begging for bacon. Sean gave him some bacon. And I don't know if that's good for him. But did you know that other of your dog food can be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs, and something you'll find delicious. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. We are back. We are going to go to your phone call straight away. Peter from Monument, Colorado, I believe.
Yes, Jefferson. I just wanted to say I really appreciate everything that you and Tom and everyone else on Free Speech TV do every day. It really gives me hope. I do have a question, a scenario I'd like to put forth. If Biden is reelected and he decides or needs to step down within those 4 years and Kamala takes over, how many times can she run after she becomes president? Is it two? Or, you know,
easy answer.
Can she get reelected twice?
Easy and clear answer. It's 22nd Amendment, 2 terms, 10 years. So what I mean by that is, let's say she became president tomorrow. She could then serve the remainder of this term and serve 2 more terms. So it'd be 8 years and 3 or 4 months. If she were made president in the first or second year of the next term, let's say President Biden is reelected, and let's say, heaven forbid, he wasn't able to complete his term in the first or second year and she was installed, she could then serve 1 more term beyond completing that term, so she could serve for 6 or 7 years, but would not be able to, she would not be able to run again if you went past that 2-year barrier. If it was in the latter portion of the next Biden term, she could run 2 more times and serve up to Ed's 22nd Amendment to 10 years, excuse me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Good question. Appreciate it. All right. Jeff from Portland, you're on the air.
Hey, happy Friday, Jefferson. Thanks for being such a highly capable guest host while Tom's away.
Thanks, man.
And especially these last 2 weeks, as you say, super consequential. I think it's fair to say, with all the calls you've been getting, in general, there's been a circling of the wagons around the president. And, you know, that's not unexpected, because this program, the people appreciate as much as any group all the accomplishments of the Biden presidency. But having said that, Jeff, and what your dad so astutely brought up, the question before us is not which Democrat is going to be the best president the next 4 years. Anyone would be 100 million times better than Trump. The question is which Democrat has the best chance to win in November. And in my opinion, there's a fine line between circling the wagons and sticking our heads in the sand and praying, as George Clooney described it in his op-ed. So looking at the polls in 2020, President Biden at this time was up by 9 points. Now he's down by at least 2 or 3. That's a 10 to 12 point swing. And even more than that, in some swing states, while Democratic senators are winning, for example, in Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin's up by 5, President Biden is down by 5. So cutting to the chase, by passing the torch to Vice President Harris, as a party, in my opinion, we're able to run on the impressive record of the Biden-Harris presidency, but we're also able to pivot to the future. And perhaps most importantly, we get to inject new energy and a fresh face into the campaign, especially if Kamala Harris picks like a popular figure from the Rust Belt, like those swing states, like Gretchen Whitmer or possibly Josh Shapiro. And I favor Governor Whitmer. I don't think it's a problem to have two women on the ticket when you're running to restore Roe.
It actually could be really powerful. And I, as you know, have not been calling for, and Jeff, thanks so much for the call. As you know, I have not been calling for Biden to step aside. I have been calling for an honest consideration, and including in private and an open discussion that we're having to ensure, and my critiques have been about too much of the conversation, which I think has been too meta, about just as a candidate versus as a president, and also too one-sided, when it's not only two-sided, it's multi-sided, not only thinking about who alternatives would be, how that would work, also how the process would work, and also making sure we put real focus on Donald Trump if we're talking about mental and psychological fitness. So, but to the point, if the magic wand could be waved and we had a Kamala Harris and Gretchen Whitmer ticket, I'd be honored to vote for that ticket. And I'm with you. I don't think, to the people who say that the country's not ready to elect a woman, we're not going to be ready until we do it. And I think if we had a president and a vice president, or both women candidates, and to be clear, I don't think that's what's going to happen. And probably Joe Biden is the nominee. He's not said he's going to change. But I'm not here to predict. But just to answer your question, what I think about that, I actually think a double-barrel woman ticket would be really powerful and could put Roe, as you said, squarely in the center of the debate. It could make us grapple squarely with our national misogyny. And I think misogyny works best, works most effectively, maybe works worst, when it is unstated. When we actually state it, and most people, when we consider, it's like, maybe we want to evaluate people by the content of their character. Maybe we want to evaluate people by their capability. So I'd be proud to vote for that ticket. We'll be right back. Right after this, we'll do speed round of the big finish. Half hour left.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
For chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A stunning end to the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin. A judge in Santa Fe, New Mexico, dismissing the charges against Baldwin, which stem from the shooting death of a cinematographer while filming the movie Rust 3 years ago. Judge Mary Marlowe Summers throwing out the case after the defense argued, but prosecution failed to turn over evidence.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and a mistrial would not be based upon manifest necessity.
The case was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it cannot be brought again. President Biden holding a fired-up rally in the battleground state of Michigan, emphatically saying he will not leave the race. The president leveling some of his most pointed attacks against his rival so far this election, even questioning Donald Trump's mental faculties. Jury deliberations getting underway Friday in the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against four Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for four people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports, they're free, and take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. It's 65 right now.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you.
To see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
I take this oath under protest and in the hope that one day my fellow citizens will democratically decide to live in a republic. Until that time, I do solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles according to law. I take this oath under protest and in the
It was Clive Lewis, newly sworn in Minister of Parliament, agreeing with the person sitting in this chair, abolish the monarchy. I remain committed to democracy, and though it may be a controversial position, I think that they should not have a monarchy, even in jolly old England. Something I didn't do on Wednesday that I wanted to do was I had done it over the 4th of July weekend. I was going to do it on Word Wednesday, but this is Anything Goes Friday, so this is going to be something that goes. I am interested in words, including current parlance, including slang. I like old slang, like Huckleberry. I like new slang, not only the song, but also the examples. Here are some. Some I may define, some I will just let linger. Skibbity. If you know what skibbity means, ask a young person. Maxing. Mogging. I don't think you'll know what mogging means. It means looking at, apparently. Aura. Aura, of course, means what aura means, but now you can lose aura points, apparently. And yes, this is a plea to... I now know how we're going to appeal to young people, how we're going to appeal to more young people. I used to youth food organizing, and what I knew was all it took was the right slang. It's not true. That's not what it took at all. But I'm going to say right now, what we have to do is we're going to get all of the Tom Hartman's listeners to get really good at the most up-to-date slang, and then I'm going to continue with some more. Cooked. When something's done, nah, man, that's cooked. And there is a debate whether or not the president is cooked. Most of our callers say the president is not, in fact, cooked. Nonchalant. That's just being cool about it, man. Just being cool about it. Just not getting too, just keep calm and carry on, just be nonchalant. Bang, when somebody does something, bang, when somebody makes a good call, I should have been saying that all week, bang. Or it was a good call, the call is lit. I know this is an embarrassing segment, I'm something to keep it going. Straight fire, that's even better typically than lit. Run it, when somebody wants to get something going, you run it. Zesty, I'll leave that to others. Clutch, you can guess that. Sus, that's short for suspect occasionally, but you know, President Trump is sus. Glow up, that's what some people think Joe Biden needs. Touch grass, I enjoy this one. This is if somebody's on Reddit threads too much, tell them to go touch some grass. But just say touch grass. And that's if, you know, they're sticking around in the X and the social medias and the Twitter's too long. Girl boo, my niece Mila, if I say something objectionable. Or if my wife says something objectionable, she'll say, girl, boo. That's what she'll say. And I think I understand the context clues of what that means. I think that means she disagrees with me. The lore, you know what that means. It's an English word. It has already a meaning. Just tell me the history of a thing. Salty skirt doesn't mean what you think it means. Apparently, it means to leave. Facts, it often used a term of agreement. It also means what it actually means. And locked in, not that surprising that, you know, are we locked into what we need to be locked into in terms of the election? And I'll leave you again with skibbity. Let's go to your calls. Extra bonus points if you include any of the modern slang. I hope you enjoyed that ever so mildly. You will now be a hit with the young people in your lives. David from Orlando, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing today?
Great.
Good. I had a main subject I wanted to talk about, and that was immigration, but today I see we're talking about the status of Joe Biden's health.
Well, it's Anything Goes Friday, and there is a lot of attention on Joe Biden, and I, including being in support of him, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a supporter as well. I like the idea that he's changed the economic system from trickle down to trickle up. That's the biggest thing I appreciate about him. But I think what the Democratic Party needs to do is to start putting a great big bold asterisk behind his name. And that asterisk is referring to Kamala Harris. And if she is the first in line to take over the presidency if something happens to Joe Biden, So maybe that should give people like myself some assurance that the economic system that Joe Biden's trying to provide would carry on if he were removed from the presidency. So I think there needs to be a huge shout out that we have her as the first person in line to replace him if something were to happen. But that wasn't the nature of my call.
Oh.
But I wanted to talk about immigration.
Well, yeah,
I myself was born in Moore Air Force Base, which is McAllen, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, growing up, my father was in the Air Force, did a lot of moving around. Even in Oregon, I spent 7 years in Oregon. I'm now in Orlando. And speaking of which, have you ever been to Honeyman Park down by Florence?
Sure.
Great place. Absolutely love it.
It is.
Have you ever been to Slide Rock at Triangle Lake?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Good. Have you ever been to the Painted Hills and Torn Day Fossil Bed Monument?
Of course.
Good. The Cant Ranch. You remember the Cant Ranch?
No.
Okay. It's the ranch, and they have a paleontology lab.
Oh, okay.
Right next to.
All right.
You know where I'm at?
Where are you at right now?
Mother's house.
Oh, wow.
But I want to talk about immigration.
All right. Say your piece.
What it is that in reviewing the census that came out a few years ago, the American family is now averaging 1.7 kids.
Yeah.
And since we're a capitalist country that's based on consumer, based on consumers, people make things, people buy things. If you're linear, you can look at, at 1.7 kids, we're not replacing the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what happens is the population shrinks. Well, with that, the economy shrinks.
Yeah. No, this is...
And so immigration is something we need in this country dramatically in order to maintain or make our economy grow.
Yeah, no, David, I appreciate the call, and I do want to keep it a little bit of speed around, so we got a bunch of calls to clear before the very last end of the show. Appreciate the kind words, appreciate the perspective, and you're right, the arithmetic. I mean, this is why Elon Musk is saying, close borders, but have lots of babies, right? That's his sort of response to it, and I don't want it just to be white conservatives who are having all the babies, to be clear, but this country thrives with smart immigration, no question. Let's go to Francesca. Francesco, you're on the air. Let's do speed around, please.
All right. Well, I'll try. You've done a great job, Jefferson. That's all I'll say.
So
I just want to say, I'll do it as fast as I can, that apparently, and I don't want to sound, like I have a lot of hubris, but apparently Democrats are never going to get the memo that the wonky tech talk is not what influences people, especially in a debate. We should have learned that with Gore. We should have learned that with Clinton. In the opposite way, we should have learned it with Reagan, who didn't always have great control of to policy, George W. Bush, and, of course, Donald Trump, who has no handle on policy or world policy. What we need to do, and I don't care if Biden has to write this on his jacket somewhere, if he does debate, and I'm in favor of him going forward, you had a very smart call two or three calls ago that said, there are laws in place, voting laws, campaign laws, that would make it very difficult for him to move along. Although I would love a Harris candidacy, but I just don't think that can happen. He's got to label Trump. If he gets in a debate or on his stage in his rallies, he's got to hit these few points.
No, Francesco. Yeah, and forgive my interjection. I'm just going to interject to agreement and then go to the next caller. But that was actually my critique of his preparation, and I actually knocked the people helping him prepare even more than knocking him. If he had his list of 6 to 12 things that he had to hit, that he made sure he hit in response to whatever Trump said, knowing that going into the thicket of whatever garbage Trump was saying was just going to be entering that thicket of tar and uselessness. And instead, if he had those things, that'd be as good as having a teleprompter and be more relevant. And if he's going and wrestling with a pig, he's just going to get dirty and the pig's going to like it. All right. Let's go to, where did Marie go? Marie went to New York City.
Yeah,
New York. Hello, Marie.
Marie, hey there, Jefferson. Look, I want to talk as fast as I can. I love the idea. Touch grass. Listen, I've been, it's an indigenous thing, and I've been touching the earth all my life. Anytime I knew I wanted to be stressed or have a little calm down, I walk across some grass, come off the concrete, walk across some grass. Very helpful. But I want to give everybody a word today. Woke, W-O-K-E, with an exclamation point. It should become the defiant word of attitude that unites the left. Woke should be on bumper stickers, and if you don't have a car to put a bumper sticker on, get a cap with woke, W-O-K-E, exclamation point on it.
Own it.
Then, yes.
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Marie says, woke, own it, with an exclamation point. Thank you, Marie. We'll be right back. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees.
The goal is not to scare you.
It's to inform you.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
And we're back to the Tom Hartmann Show. Speed round. Let's go to your calls. Dwayne from Petaluma, go ahead.
Yes. I want to be thinking about next January 6th, and Kamala Harris will be counting the electoral votes, be in charge of that. And thinking back to the last January 6th, Trump was leaning on Pence, in fact, telling people to threaten his life if he didn't fraudulently refuse to count the four states that he fraudulently claimed it had election fraud. In fact, though, next January 6th, due to the same Article 5, Kamala Harris should simply say she will not count the votes of an insurrectionist, that she has no intentions of counting the votes of an insurrectionist until they're forgiven under Article 14.3 by the Congress for having engaged in insurrection. She should say she refuses to count Trump's vote.
I hear your argument, Dwayne, and I also understand the inevitable counter-arguments, but I want to go straight to John. John from Portland, Oregon, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. I got an idea of what happened to Biden in the last debate. First of all, I think Biden is a gentleman. And I have never seen a debate like that where he got drugged into with Trump's what Trump was doing, and Trump is just nothing but a liar. And here's what I would have done. I would equip Biden with a list of all these lies that we've heard from him. COVID is going to be over in a day. You can drink Lysol to tell it. Wall is going to be paid for by Mexico. All this list of the things. And then when Trump tries to call him a liar, first of all, address him as Don. And say, Don, you don't have to lie about this, because all of the listeners here remember when you said, and quote these things, you can have your way with women. You don't have to, you're not going to pay taxes.
But you don't have to do the same thing that all the American people.
I get it. Have them refer back to that.
No, in fact, John, I think here's one of my perspectives on the debate. I think one of my critiques of the coverage is that media tends to be good at simplicity and hard at and not as good at complexity, because complexity is harder and it doesn't click as well. And it was a perfect storm with a lot of things going on. And one of the things going on, I think, was what's happening to the viewers. So the viewers are having so much emotion. And I don't mean that as a knock. I had emotion as well. Wanting to argue with Donald Trump. And we each of us end up being kind of armchair debaters. Each of us end up saying, if I only were there, if I could tell the president what to say, or if I could say something, or I wish that person debating Donald Trump would say the following thing. And then Joe Biden wouldn't say the thing we would just hope he would say. And he might start a little bit, or he might wander a little bit, or he might be a little slow when he said it, a little soft when he said it, sound a little hoarse when he said it. I think one of the things that was going on was we were trying to put ourselves there because we're so invested, and we were trying to imagine all the opportunity that there was. And even when I looked at transcripts afterwards, when I looked at what some of the stuff he said, it didn't actually, wasn't as bad as it seemed when I watched it. That's not me defending his performance. It wasn't a good performance. It's me saying I think some of what I was doing was evaluating missed opportunities, because you're right. There are big missed opportunities when you're debating Donald Trump. We only got 2 minutes. Joy, I know you want me to watch the movie with Roddy Piper. I haven't watched it yet, Joy.
You got to watch it, and then think about it, and who's really in charge, and also The Matrix. Have you watched The Matrix?
Of course, I've watched The Matrix.
Oh, all right. Well, same sort of concept. So the other thing I really wanted to just say very quickly about what.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Okay, with the debate, it was one professional liar, two professional robots, who never even questioned or insisted on an answer.
You're talking about the moderators. I agree.
Hesitation.
Joy, I've got
and
it.
And if he went, and if he didn't, then who would be the Veep if it was Kamala? So we have to keep Biden.
I appreciate your call, Joy. Keno, you got 20 seconds. You're our last caller.
Okay, I offered that hope Kamala Harris, and she puts in James Stavridis, the retired admiral. That'll make a powerful team. That he'll be backing her up. And so James Stavridis should be Kamala Harris's vice presidential candidate. And I hope somebody out in the audience will get word to her about that. What do you think?
I appreciate the call is what I think. What I think is it is time for me to say thank you. It has been an honor to be here this week. I will offer a thought about the presidency. That ultimately, I think the thing that matters most is you. I think we fixate so much on the individual who's the president. Let's not forget administrations. Let's also not forget Congress. Let's not forget state legislatures. Let's not forget voters. Let's make sure we don't just go trickle down in our electoral efforts in our democracy, but also trickle up. And let's think about what we can do in our local communities. Whomever the nominee is, that's something we can do. That's something we can control. Also make sure we unite around whomever is the pro-democracy candidate ultimately. Right now it does look like it's going to be Joe Biden, first or second best president of my lifetime. I want to say Elliot is straight fire, Miles is lit, Mila is clutch. These are my sources for slang, and you are the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. I'm so grateful to have been among you. Tom Hartman will be with you on Monday, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks for being kind to me. Be kind to yourselves. Thanks to the team here. They did a great job.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.